I don't know. I think, I think mainly because, again, I think the southern Vietnamese were always regarded as a people being oppressed. And they see, or they saw, the northern Vietnamese people as the oppressors. So it's the oppressed against the oppressors. And so if you mix them together, they fight. Because obviously they were fighting then. And so you need to separate them in a way. But then again, for quite some time, actually, we found out that a lot of the northern Vietnamese were fleeing the country, mainly because of economic reasons, mainly because of a typhoon season that wiped out all the crops. Economic conditions are really bad in Vietnam. And so if they couldn't earn a living, if they couldn't really find a living that they could still sustain, then obviously they should go somewhere else, or they would risk their lives to go to somewhere else where they could actually find a much better place to look for a job, to look for employment, So it was in those times that we introduced what we called screening policy. In introducing the screening policy, we were also mindful of the need to provide a review board, so that anyone who got screened out as a non-refugee, they could appeal against the decision of the screening officer. And we set up an independent board, and the independent board would also be able to decide whether the screening officer overlooked certain facts, or the screening officer was prejudiced, or the screening officer didn't actually do his job properly. And each step of the way, we had the involvement of the UNHCR, so that UNHCR was able to monitor the entire screening process to ensure that the screening process was fair, transparent, and is not actually biased in any way.